Chapter 1. Date, unknown. Location, unknown. The uncertainty was the hardest. The waiting. He would come again. That was a given. He enjoyed her pain, her fear, her panic. When he tramped into the room, loudly, deliberately, already laughing at her, Heather felt almost relieved to be done with the suspense. Almost.
Filthy American whore.
She tried to remain strong. She really did. She rose on shaking legs, lifting her chin with what bravery she could muster. Standing made her feel less vulnerable, but she couldn't stop herself from shrinking back against the coarse mud brick wall. Her shoulders, numb from being pulled behind her for so many hours, screamed in agony as she tried to use them. He fell silent, the twisted bastard, stalking her in the small space, tacitly urging her to run, to try to escape. She strained to hear what her blindfolded eyes couldn't see. Any inhalation, any noise. He gave her a clue. A scrape of a heel. An expelled breath. When she'd first been captured, she'd been defiant, aiming solid kicks where she thought he stood. When she missed, he laughed. When she connected, he beat her. Now, days later, she merely stumbled away from him, keeping her back to the wall, trying to avoid his fists. The stink of sour sweat was her only warning before he rushed her, crowded her, pressing his body to hers. His odor penetrated the stench of urine and rotting food that permeated her prison cell. She twisted away from the wall to avoid being pinned. He grabbed her hair, which had long since fallen out of its French braid, then allowed her to wrench away, scalp stinging, dread pulsing with each thud of her heart. Disoriented, hampered by the ropes digging into her wrists and the tight blindfold, she tried to find the wall. He went soundless again, circling her, stalking, playing with her until she screamed her fear and frustration. Her impotent fury. Her screams were no longer the battle cries of a soldier, an officer in the United States Army. Instead, she sounded desperate, pitiful. He came for her, his scraggly beard and traditional wool headdress rough against her face, as his hard hands bit into her shoulders. Heather didn't know how much longer she could hold on. She was nearing the limits of her endurance. She could feel it. How long had it been since she'd been captured? Days and nights of little sleep, little food, little water. No sanitary facilities. And him. Always him. August 15th, 8:38 p.m. Congregel Terrorist Training Site. Jace Reed's ass had fallen asleep. In fact, he could no longer feel his legs, his feet, or his right elbow. That's what he got, he guessed, for not moving in 3 hours. Eyes trained on the compound in front of him, he made a minor adjustment to his night vision goggles. The greenish-gray view didn't change. It hadn't changed the entire time he'd been here. Sighing a little, he pressed his throat mic and murmured, "Tag." The almost inaudible response was immediate.
"Yeah, boss?"
"Let's switch for a while. I can't feel my balls anymore."
"No one'll miss 'em," said Tag.
"Except your mama. Get your ass up here." Sergeant First Class John McTaggart slid silently over the barren ground to the rock outcropping where Jace crouched. Just as silently, Jace descended, forcing his stiff limbs to cooperate. The rock had cooled with the darkness, and no longer burned. Once on the ground, he locked the night vision goggles onto his helmet and waited, allowing Tag to wedge into place on the rock as blood returned to his own extremities.